Good morning. I'm Larry Rutherford. I'm the manager of production planning and control at Chicago Tribune. And as we just heard from Alan, over the years, preprints have become a very important and effective advertising channel for many products and services. But as the advertising environment continues to evolve, newspapers must also adapt and improve in order to continue to increase the value of this channel. This morning, I'm going to talk a little bit about what our advertisers are telling us that they need from us, and some ways that Tribune is satisfying those needs. First and foremost, our advertisers expect us to help them maximize the return on their preprint investment. What advertisers are paying for is the conversion of our readers to their customers. To ensure their goal of reaching the right customers at a competitive cost, we must have sophisticated offerings that are simple for advertisers to buy. We must efficiently use their printing investment, and our advertisers rightfully expect us to execute well against their preprint orders. They expect us to be a partner in their success, and we have to continue to deliver that. Reaching the right customer today means increased targeting capabilities. Our advertisers are asking for more zoning at the sub-zip code level or even finer. And they'd like the zones to be defined by boundaries that make sense for advertising, not just ease of production or distribution. At Chicago Tribune, we're working to ensure that our next zoning increase meets those advertising objectives. With greater choice comes increased complexity. We need to ensure that the selection process remains simple for our advertising customers. And we have to help our advertisers select the best zones by understanding the customers in those zones, the store locations, and other marketplace information. In order to maximize the advertiser's return, we must be increasingly more efficient and more accurate in our manufacturing and delivery processes. Newspapers need to be thinking and acting more lean, eliminating wasted material and wasted effort. You're going to hear more about lean from Kay Hinn a little bit later today. Newspapers need to be more efficient with their packaging equipment, not just faster, but more efficient. So we need broader preprint specifications, fewer misses and doubles, and greatly reduced non-productive time for initial setup, changeovers, and repair times. Newspapers need to have systems that are effective at planning, executing, measuring, and reacting to changing conditions. Chicago Tribune has invested many millions in manufacturing systems over the past 5 years and will continue to invest in this area. Preprints that get bailed don't provide any value to advertisers, and runouts may represent missed opportunities. Chicago Tribune is continuously working on ways to track and reduce process waste. The lead time that is inherent in the preprint advertising process means that we have to rely on draw projections for print orders. Increased zoning makes draw projections much more challenging, trying to predict future draw for many more smaller zones. Chicago Tribune is working on improved projections through the use of statistical analysis, coupled with information about seasonal conditions and marketing efforts. We're revisiting projections more frequently to determine if adjustments are needed, and we're investigating the use of new computer applications to assist us in that analysis. Our advertisers expect us to execute well against their preprint orders. The increasing complexity of preprint orders can cost you efficiency, reliability, and quality if you're not equipped to deal with it. Newspapers need to have systems and procedures in place to keep track of all raw, work in process, and finished goods from receiving through manufacturing and delivery. Chicago Tribune makes extensive use of warehouse management and directed material movement systems. Tight integration to planning and manufacturing systems allow our material systems to direct product movement as orders for raw goods are released or as WIP and finished goods become available. By barcoding all materials and locations and utilizing RF networks to scanning and computer equipment on forklifts, we track over 2.5 billion preprints through our process each year. Most newspapers, including Chicago Tribune, have backline sampling programs to detect and correct for inserting errors. Chicago Tribune is now placing more emphasis on systematizing preventive measures to rely less on checklists and observations. Closing the loop on quality requires the use of programs that sample our products at their delivery points. Chicago Tribune is involved in activities that achieve that. Vince Casanova will be by later to tell you more about what Tribune is doing to close the loop on quality. One of our best quality assurance tools and sources of operational efficiency and manufacturing accuracy is end-to-end system integration. Chicago Tribune has connected its planning, warehouse, production, and delivery systems, as well as its advertising and circulation systems. This allows for high volumes of complex data to flow accurately from system to system. We're also extending the reach of our systems using handheld computing and mobile scanning technology to disseminate information and collect delivery and sales data. The use of this technology will allow us to prevent delivery mistakes and record exceptions for later analysis and improvements. Chicago Tribune is already planning for future enhancements to our system's reach. We'll expand the use of scanning and include imprinting a code number on every advertising package to allow traceability from a consumer all the way back through the process. And our partnerships are key to our success. We work with our advertisers to explain our guide to preprint design, helping them to understand specifications and what runs best on our equipment. We also work with them to resolve issues and help optimize their coverage. We formed a preprint logistics department to act as liaisons between advertising, sales, and operations to ease the burden of the complex logistics of preprint advertising. We hold printers forums to educate our printers on reducing issues with inserting the materials they supply. We partner with ABC, NAA, and our own employees on quality sampling programs and process improvements. And we work with our equipment and systems providers to continuously improve the hardware and systems to enable us to progress. It's no longer good enough to have confidence that you're executing well. You have to be able to demonstrate it. Being a good partner for our preprint advertisers means being transparent with data related to quality, waste, and accuracy of coverage. Proactive communication on predicted preprint shortages may allow for the elimination or feathering of lower value zones. Communication on predicted overages may allow for inserting into additional zones. And communicating printing related issues will lead to better quality and better runability. We offer to show our advertisers our plant, our processes, and the way we care for their investment. Plant tours help them to understand the challenges we have and how we overcome them. Sharing the results of our quality sampling programs helps our advertisers to have the confidence in us that we deserve. Increasing preprint complexity is a challenge, but this is a very valuable and successful channel for our advertisers. If we all improve our processes and controls to be prepared to fulfill our advertisers' needs, we can take this channel to the next level. Thank you.
That was excellent, Larry. Appreciate that. I want to give you an opportunity. Do you have any questions? A lot of meat here. A lot of good information. Is there anyone who'd like to, Corey?
Well, you talked about running out zones being missed opportunities. How do you combat with your advertisers sending you less and less product? Like, I can't. There was a point when I first started, you need to get a 1% or a 2% for your waste product, and now I get 0%. Now I'm actually getting -3, -4% based on circulation numbers that drop or inflexibility during, you know, market trends like for us, this time the house is going to start going up in 2 weeks, November, then we'll have a snowbird. January, the draws are going to start going down, so I'll have more inserts then, but now I'll have less. I can't meet their demands because I don't have a product that's been put in there. I mean, I can run less than 10% weight.
Well, we manage that a couple of different ways at Chicago. One is that we're constantly, actually weekly, telling our advertisers what their shortages and overages are. So they're very aware all the time of, you know, how well we're running and how much the printers are delivering to us. The other thing we've done is really tightened up our projection process. The more you are able to accurately predict how many you really need, the less inclined the advertiser is to short you. What they're trying to avoid is stuff in the baler, cost them a lot of money.
Sure. Well, are they, my problem is the other side. I don't have anything to put in the baler. I mean, it all goes off the door. But are you finding that they're flexible in changing with you? We've had this very little, very, no luck at all.
Yeah, well, some of them are very, very interested in supplying enough goods. What they're buying is coverage. So, you know, that's their goal in the first place. But we also have some advertisers that intentionally short us based on whatever their budget is. You know, we can't control that. But also some of them know where the runouts occur, and they don't mind them. Hi, Doug.
I get to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
On the intern forms, what do you do?
We do. We invite... the question from Doug Gibson was, what do we do with our printer forums? We actually invite most of the larger printers, the ones that we do business with regularly, in about once a year. We actually throw a nice party for them, talk to them about all of our issues, tell them what our expectations are, tell them how things run really, really well. And we also tell them that we report back to the advertiser on how well stuff runs. So they're inclined to provide us with goods that run really well on our equipment. Alan?
Do you get all the printers in the room at the same time, or do you have them in individually?
We actually have conversations with them individually all throughout the year, but about once a year we have a big event where we invite certainly as many printers as we can get there to come. Most of the big guys come.
What level of attendee do you get at your big event?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the turnout was this year.
Or a press forum or what?
You know, I'm not really sure what the turnout was this year. I expect that most of them are our contacts, so they're not press operators.
Often I've heard end-to-end discussions, particularly with Tribune sites. I noticed you talked about the data from one end to the other end. How have you all accomplished that? Do you have one big, huge, honking computer system, or have you gone out and gotten a series of vendors to link and do that terrible integration work so that mailroom can talk to advertising, can talk, you know, circulation
right.
And distribution.
So the question in a nutshell was, can I describe how Chicago Tribune has integrated from end to end, whether that's a centralized system or lots of systems linked together? Actually, it is many systems linked together, about 11 of them. Some of the folks in this room provided some of that integration. We actually have a very strong competence in our technology department for that type of work. We partnered with our vendors about 6 or 7 years ago to design interfaces that carry that data all the way through the system.
And do you manage most of that internally then with your IT support?
We do. We have excellent IT support for all the peer technology. And on the operational side, we also have application administrators that manage more of the local day-to-day stuff, including training and application administration.
Any
more?
Well, thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I think that's a good start to get your thoughts going and get the brain working about what are the challenges. And I think Bill brings up a very valid point about the end-to-end challenge and how clean the integration has to be between vendors. And then you have the challenge of talking with each individual vendor, and they all have a solution. And yet, do you want one vendor, or do you want the best of breed? And those are all questions that you need to kind of probe in the remaining of this session here in the next day or so. But I just wanted to pick up on a few highlights of Larry as Kay gets ready to discuss Lean. I enjoyed especially about the advertiser expectations are at the highest level. They're looking for any medium to provide the outlet that's going to execute, and he did provide an overview on how important perfect execution is, how important it is for us to be efficient. Some of the things I noted too was, of course, the partnership issue, and a lot of you had questions about how that forum is conducted. And we're going to hear a little bit more about partnership because I'd like to use the term supplier visibility, in which the partners are really integrated within our system. And I don't think any newspaper is there to where we have complete supplier visibility. And we'll get to define those terms as we move forward. So all these were most important, but I like the idea that the quality control procedures that are in place that are sort of in a more preventive measurement process, and that we have the onus on us to make sure that we are delivering accurate products. And then it all boils down to is how are we targeting those products and what capabilities do we have technically to execute in that manner. So I think that was a good process of review. And Larry, thank you. And